We began speaking about Malava Malka and its importance, and we're going to see today, Mitzvah Hashem, how it's so rich when it comes to Minhagim and different Inyanim. At the top we have from Avodas Yitzchak, Hele Yadu Mufursam L'chol Bayi Chatzreis Beis HaTzadikim Ki Zois Hayis HaKavanas HaBaal Shem Tov Zal. It's well known by the Chatzreis of all the Tzadikim, the Kavan of the Baal Shem Tov, one of his big institutions was L'his Asif Yachad Shiftei Yisrael B'Sudas Miriam, to bring Yidin together, to have Sudas together, for Shalosh Shudas, Malav Malka, Sudas Rosh Chodesh, Siyam Masechtas v'Chadayne. And he writes that the Baal Shem Tov lo haya harishon l'tikun ahu, he wasn't the first one to institute this. Ela shenishtaka hadavar v'chaza haBaal Shem Tov yazdei. It was a forgotten art in Klal Yisrael, and when the Baal Shem Tov came back, he reinstituted this inyan of bringing Yidden together to sit Biachad. And he brings a nice remez, ki hinei kasher ra Yitzchak Avinu v'habri l'dayas, when Yitzchak took a look at the future generations, that there was going to be such a choshech to Kla Yisrael, that they would have no way to be machazik themselves, he said, havi li tzayid v'asad li matamin, bring me something to eat and make matamin for me. With this, he was merames and mesakein, shis achtu v'yishchabri yachad reim mohuvim besudas mereim, to get together, to have achil and shtia together. And that will give us strength in the times coming to Mashiach, as it says, "He asu v'yagid alachem eis asher yikre eschem v'acharis hayamim," like the Rishoner Taish and other tzaddikim, that if you want to know how to be machazik yourselves v'acharis hayamim, the koyach is through he asu, getting together. And as we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, for the stories, the coming together is, it like we just said, is an institution from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh by Shalosh Shudas time and Malav HaMalka especially. We have here a quote from Siddur Rashi, such a masikos to see Rashi quoted. Masha oimim zmiris b'motzei Shabbos. Rashi says that which we sing on Motzei Shabbos is a minhag yafe v'kosher hu. Daime livnei medina hamalavim l'hitzas hamelech, like the bidei hamedina that they accompany, they escort the melech. B'koylois v'kinoyrois u'nevolim, with musical instruments. Kach yisal malavim l'hitzias Shabbos hamalka, when we escort the malka out, which is Shabbos, b'duso b'shira u'v'simcha. As Isaac Rashi and also the Eben Ezra and other Rishonim, they say the same thing as well. Now, when it comes to the details of being Mekayim Malav HaMalka, there is a special Askinu Sudasa, which is said, Askinu Sudasa Demhemnusa, which you can find even in your art school Siddur, to say the Askinu. It's, according to some, it should be said three times. Three times to say Askinu Sudasa. And one of the more famous inyanim when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, Malav HaMalka, is the inyan of, as we spoke about yesterday, of a hot cup of water. Rashi says, Chamin v'Motzei Shabbos Malugma, that it's healing. It heals to have, Rashi says, either a hot cup to drink or to bathe in hot water. And it was a minhag of the Vilna Gaon, actually, to go into a hot mikvah on Motzei Shabbos, to mekayim the Divrei Rashi. And when doing so, one should say, as you see here, v'shamati b'shem tzadik meforos, I'm from Archas Chaim, that it's important to say b'peh when eating or drinking the chamin. It means eating is because the Gemara says a hot bread on Motzei Shabbos is also for refuah. But to say chamin b'Motzei Shabbos b'lugma, which is the lashon of the Gemara. Now, there's an inyan also to light candles by Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, as we see here from the Kutras in Me'esh, I'm in B'shem the Baal Shem Tov, that a person who washes his hands from Malav HaMalka, he should light four candles. Four candles, because it's the fourth Sudah of Shabbos. And if so, if a person does so, the Baal Shem Tov said, Muftach lo'y she'David ha'melech ala v'shalom b'vadei nimso sham. You could be guaranteed that David ha'melech is at your Sudah. V'lo yistalik min ha'olam, and you won't leave this world at she'ira David ha'melech, until you see David ha'melech with your own eyes. And if a person, he says, is in need of Yeshua, and things aren't going well, he should be misameach himself at Malav HaMalka and say, Ribbono shel Olam, let the zechus of David HaMelech be a Yeshua for me in this bakasha. And he's muftach that Hashem will answer him, like we saw yesterday. Sa'adeini v'yivasheya. David HaMelech says, if you have my suda, yivasheya, I will save you in your time of need. When it comes to taking pas, as we said, if possible, it should be warm pas thrown into the oven beforehand. So Pri Etz Chaim, which is the Arizal, it says after Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, he should take two challahs, but he should place two challahs in front of him, but only pick up one challah. and to say, as we said, Seudah Sadud of Malka Mashicha, and in that chas he has a Hatzalah from Chibat HaKever, and to sit by the Shulchan, and as we said, only to take one challah, to raise it up with both hands, and to make a mitzi. Fine. Now, another one of the inyanim, when it comes to Malava Malka, is from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is to eat garlic. Raw garlic. Margila v'fiyah chatzidim, b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov, lechol shumim b'sudas Malava Malka, to have garlic on Motzi Shabbos. The reason is because it's Takanas Ezra, the Gemara says, to have cooked garlic on Friday night, l'harbos hazer, it's very good for fertility. And Zelu Masen, Motzi Shabbos, it's good to eat, he says, raw garlic, because it's b'mayit dezer. B'mayit dezer, whatever. I don't understand the oimik of what that means, but the tzaddikim had very big inyanim when it came to eating shum, and they had different amazim on it, and other sodas as well, besides what we see here from the Ma'aseh Yechiel. Although the Tzavarim HaKadoshim tell us that it's a hiddur to have basar, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yotes, when it speaks about the makar, Amalav Amalka, to have basar and also to have fresh food, not just to have the leftovers, although there is an inyan to have the leftovers. The Chiddush Arim said, what could be better than Shirayim HaKhali Shabbos? It's very halig. But there's an inyan of to have something fresh because it's its own suda, but also to imply that we're being mamshech, the kedush of Shabbos, into the vach. So therefore, there's an inyan to have meat, if possible, and some tzaddikim are mahadir achar dagim, like they would by the other sudas of Shabbos. Some say to have yayin. What we see here, though, is a chiddush from the Eishel Avram, and also in the name of the Sar Shalom from Belz, that from the sugya of the Gemara and Shabbos, it's not muchrech that you must eat basar dafka by sudas malav malka, and so therefore those who want to eat chalav, that for them it's an einig for them, then it's chashav kamay basar. It's as if basar, so there isn't mamashak peida to have dafka basar if a person enjoys having milchik samar to Shabbos. When having the chamin, whether it's the chamin for the pas or the chamin for the cup of tea or coffee, whatever it is. So there's a remez from Rav Meir Farmishlan, from that which we say in Davening Shachmas morning, those who suffer, who need a healing from their heart, from a broken heart, Hashem heals them from their atzvas. And he said, Machabesh, as Rashi Tevis, Chamin b'moitzei Shabbos malugma, and it's mesugal for atzvas. It says, Machabesh la'atzvoisam, and it's mamshech simcha. It's mamshech simcha. Some even say before they drink the hot drink, they'll say the pasuk harufi lishvur lev. Next, what's the reason why we have a hot drink on Motzei Shabbos? From Shalosh Teshuvos, Siach Yitzchak, he says that the reason why we have so is to show that the reason why we didn't eat hot foods on Shabbos is because of Takanas Chazal. That it's not Chazal, it's Yisrael Taira, not to warm up food. We have hot cholent, but only because it's cooked on Erev Shabbos, which is, it's a mitzvah nechiv because of the minim, like we spoke about before. And in the same way, we find by the Chaya Adam and the Vilna Gaon that on Moitze Yom Rishon de Pesach, they would have Davcha Chadash, meaning they would have Yashin from the previous year, which was now became Yashin because of the new in Yisrael Chadash. And in the same way, the Vilna Gaon would have, like, beer. He would be mavdil on beer on Moitzei Pesach to show that now it becomes mutter. So in the same way, that's why to have a hot drink on Moitzei Shabbos to show that the whole reason why we refrain from having hot things is because of the Isser of Bishol on Shabbos. But now that it's mutter, it comes to show that the whole reason why we refrained was because of the mitzvah, not because we wanted to. Moitzei Shabbos, of course, is Zman for Miliu Anavi. And that goes to the Torah. The Torah says, V'gilun l'haskel Anavi, as it's brought down in Sefer HaManig, because he's going to be the Goyal. And it says in the Gemara Erevin that Elyonim doesn't come on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Yontiv, and also not on Shabbos as well, as we know. So therefore we're mispalo. Now that Shabbos is over, that Elyonim should come and he should be Goyalus. The Ma'aril, we see in the next Ma'ar Makom, brings another reason why, based on a Medrash. That which we say, Psuki de Eliyahu, Amotei Shabbos, and Zmirus, Lekoved him, is a very important zemra to be said about Eliyahu Navi. So it's based on that which Tosfos brings for the Medrash, that on Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu sits underneath the Eitz HaChaim, and he records the Zechiyus of Bnei Yisrael who kept the Shabbos. And so therefore, in order to as we say, Eliyahu Navi Zechor L'Tov, that he's Zechor Us L'Tov, so we mention Eliyahu Navi, in accordance with this inyan, that Eliyahu Navi is writing down all the Zechiyus of Bnei Yisrael at this time. And therefore, it's also brought down from the Sfarim HaKadoshim to learn Tanit V'Eliyahu on Moetz Shabbos, as you see here, from Tzavoah and Talmidi Baal Shem. Taimu Acher Havdol Leviyitin Lecha in Parshas Vayishlach, which is also an Indian to say Parshas Vayishlach. Some say it every Moetz Shabbos, but most only say the first couple of Aliyahs of Parshas Vayishlach, only when they have to travel for the coming week. To learn something in Tanit V'Eliyahu, this was the minhag of the Satmarov and also the Rav Shitzer. It was to learn a little bit of Tanit V'Eliyahu on Moetz Shabbos Kodesh. Now, one of the big inyanim when it comes to Moetz Shabbos is Sipuri Tzadikim, stories of Tzadikim, and the importance of Sipuri Tzadikim. We're going to go through some of the inyanim right now. Kabbalah Biyadeinu, this is from the Beiras Hamayim, which is of Tzvi Hershom Zidachoyev. We have a Kabbalah from the Tzadikim Yeseda Olam, that it's good to mention the Baal Shem Tov every Moetz Shabbos and to speak about his shvachim and his halichais and his haskula and hatzlacha every single week for all inyanim, bein beguf, bein benefesh. Although there's something which is specific, it's particular about Moetz Shabbos, about Sipur Tzadikim, also befrat to the Baal Shem, and we'll see a little bit later how the Tzadikim expanded upon that. In terms of the importance of Sipur Tzadikim Bechlal, take a look at the Meiri from the Rishonim. In his commentary on Yuma, Mitzvah la'adam shi'asaper b'shivchan shal tzadikim kol zman shemaskiram k'di l'kar shabni adam maseim. It brings a person towards their ways by mentioning the ways, the holy ways of the tzadikim. And Sefer Chassidim, also to the Rishonim, writes, Adam mogi d'banav lo tamidav, he should teach his children and his tamidim by saying, kacha ni oise, kacha ya ovi oise, kacha ya rebi oise, he should tell them about how he conducts himself, how his rebbeim, how his parents conducted themselves, so that they could do the same, as it says in Pasuk, Ki shamarti darchei Hashem v'lerashati meleikot, to teach through stories. In fact, some of the tzaddikim point out that we don't begin Sefer Vayikra, which is really the beginning of the Hilchas HaTorah, until we have Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shemais, which is two Sfar Mamish, which speak about the stories of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, and Aharon, and Bnei Yisrael, as if to say, to be mamshach a person, to avoid a Hashem, so you have to teach them about the Avos and good stories, something very sweet, and then to bring them into the world of Halacha, which is, by the way, why Shas begins with the Maseches Brachos, which in all of Shas is not a Masechta which has as much as Agadata as Maseches Brachos. Brachos is filled with Agadata, even begins with Agadata, in order to be Mamshach, a person with the sweetness of the Sipur of Tzadikim, into the Halachas of Chamuras, which is on Shabbos, in Erev, and Vechule. The Mesillas Yesharim writes in Perak Chaf Aleph, from the Maisa Chasidim and the Agadas and the Gemara are very important. We get great toelas from that. It inspires us to follow in their ways. Rabbi Nachman el Kutim Aran in Simon Reish Memchaz, Reish Memdalid, he speaks about this in a lot. He says, you should know that Sipuri Maisa Tzadikim is a davar gadol me'oid. Because through Sipuri Tzadikim, it's Nes'ayra the Leib, Behis Ayras Gadol Hashem Yisbarach, Bechishak Nimetz Me'oid. Because the imprint which the tzaddik made in his lifetime by speaking about it in his avodas Hashem, it's ma'ira that reshimu, which is an inyan in Kabbalah and in Pimius, that every single davar shebekdusha will leave inevitably some type of an imprint of kedusha in that place or in this man or in the person. When we speak about that tzaddik, it's ma'ira his kedusha, and thereby awakens us as well to follow in their ways. The Pelayoyetz quotes in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. It's really in the name of Chaim Vital. Mitzvah l'shabeich es ha-tzadikim, it's a mitzvah to praise tzadikim and to speak about their shvachim and their stories about them. That so says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's very interesting that the Pelayoyetz is quoting the Baal Shem Tov. He was a big Sfaradi tzadik. Sham bedaber b'shavach ha-tzadikim chashav kilo oisik b'maisim rekava. It's as if a person is oisik in Seidus HaTorah, because as Chaim Vital says, that the tzaddik himself is a merkava. So therefore, speaking about the tzaddik is like a secret of the highest of Kabbalah, which is Maaser Merkava. The Neim Elimelech writes about this in Parsha Shmais. He says it's a very good simon for a person when he hears stories of tzaddikim, that if he has a chishik also to follow in their ways, that he should be zeche also to avodas Hashem, like then it's a simon that Hashem is with him. If he has a geshmak in hearing Sipur Tzadikim, it shows that a person's tchunas hanefesh is very strong. Now the Beis Yisrael says, and this is a very famous maamar with the name of the Rishoner, Ha'olam Omrim, the Welt says that to speak about the Baal Shem Tov and Moetz Shabbos is a school of a parnasa. To speak about the Rebbe Reb Zusha and about the Rebbe Reb Melech is a segula for Yiras Shamayim, and one of them is a school of Rabbanim. But the Rishoner said, but I say, it's lav davka these tzaddikim, and it's lav davka b'maitzei Shabbos. It's And it's lav dafka yizecha to these things. Rather, it's a masugel to speak about all the tzedikim at any time, and it's a masugel for anything. That's what the Vishnu said, and instead of the name of the Bardisha, we're also such a thing. It's really attributed to the Vishnu of this maimer. It's always good, but especially on Moshe Shabbos and about the Baal Shem Tov. I know when I had this chus a few times to be by my Rebbe from Malava Malka, so he speaks many, many stories by Malava Malka, but he hands one of us the Sefer of Shivchi Baal Shem, and Machabi, one of us to say a story, to read one of the stories about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Special Indian Mitzvah Shabbos to say a story about the Baal Shem like we saw before from the Beiras Hamayim. And lastly, I found this to be a big chiddush, I hadn't seen this before, that the Yecheskel says in the name of the Tzar Sholem from Belz, who considered him his Rebbe, not only to make a Suda on Mitzvah Shabbos, but also to make a Suda on Mitzvah Yontif, like on Mitzvah Shabbos. And that's called Suda Shlema HaMelech. So the Suda is Dover HaMelech on Mitzvah Shabbos, and the Suda Shlema HaMelech on Mitzvah Yontif. And the Shin of Arav was Noheg to make Suda Shlema HaMelech on Mitzvah Shabbos. You can say from the Chazinish also that he held that Malav HaMalka is also his man for Mitzvah Yontif as well, although it's not niskabel that way in the Welt, but it is brought down from even the Litvish Tzadikim, such an Indian that to do so as well on Mitzvah Yontif. Do some stories now that we spoke about Tzipori Tzedekin. We should have started with Tzipori Tzedekin this Maimer in the beginning of this series. So once the visioner was sitting on Motzei Shabbos in a very, very big Dveikis, Kedarko Bakoidish, and his Shamish brought him a cup of coffee, of hot coffee, Lekavid, Chambi Motzei Shabbos, Malugma. But the visioner was in such a Dveikis he wasn't Margish and it got cold. So then the Shamish came and he brought him another cup and got cold, and another cup and it got cold. So the visioner, when he fell out of the Dveikis, he turned to the Gabbai and he said to him, you know, when the Neshama Yaseira comes down into this world on Friday night, so the Neshama tells the Neshama Yaseira, do something good for me. Leave me with something really good from this Shabbos. When the Neshama Yaseira leaves the Neshama asks the Neshama Yaseira, Nu, did you do something good for me? So the Neshama Yaseira says back to the Neshama, not only did I not do good for you, but it could be that you harmed me more than I helped you. So the visioner, after he said, how can a person not cry when he hears such things? So he said, the visioner, we don't understand the Shabbos, but the visioner, I'm sure he did very big things for the Neshama Yaseir and he got a lot of things back. But in his humility, he says, how can a person not cry when he hears this discussion between the Neshama and the Neshama Yaseir? Maybe you did worse for me than I even could have done for you. Once the Vayechi Yosef from Papa was speaking about Rav Weissmandl from Nitra. And Rav Meisman, he was a very big Baal Remez, the Nitra Rav. And he said, I want to try to do like him. He always found Ramazah for everything which he did. And the conversation came to discuss whether or not the Mitzvah Shabbos to have coffee or to have tea for Cham and for Mitzvah Shabbos. I myself wanted this. Sometimes I have coffee, sometimes I have tea. So he says, I'll tell you what I think. He says, coffee comes from Kaveh al Hashem Chazak V'Yamitzivecha. Kaveh is coffee. But tea is from the Lashon Tehei Hashah Hazayis Shas Rachamim. Tehei is like tea. So he says, I would rather say have tea because it means that now, Tehei Hashah Hazayis Shas Rachamim, rather from Kaveh, which is for a later time. So rather to be Mamshech, the Inyan now, rather than Kaveh, which is anticipation for later. When it comes to Eliyahu Hanavi, so once the Sasemez was sitting with his Chaveirim before he became Rebbe, and they were singing Motzei Shabbos Miros of Eliyahu Hanavi, and it came to that which we say in that Zemer, but Eliyahu Navi, Ashrei mi shera panav b'chalayim. Lucky is he who sees the face of Eliyahu Navi. And one of his chaveirim said to him, shepherded him and says, Have you seen Eliyahu Navi in a chalayim? So the Shasemesh, as you know, was very, very sharp. So he said back to him, he says, why are you asking me about this Ashrei? And you're not asking me about another Ashrei. Ashrei ha'isha shalei halach. In the beginning of Tehillim. Asking me about this Ashrei, you want to know about this Ashrei, you should be asking me about the other Ashrei. But the implication, as you see in the brackets, was that in the schus that the person is Mekayim, Ashrei Ha'isha Shalei Holach Ba'atzas V'zayim, Ovedech HaTem Lei Amar V'meshim Lassel Yashuk, he's zeichet to see to the Ashrei of seeing the face of Eliyahu Navi. Rav Itzchak from Shavarsk was very big in Malava Malka, he had a very beginning with that. And once on a Mitzvah Shabbos, he turned to one of his Chaveirim, Chassidim, and he said, so what do you do on Friday night? He says, I learn Torah. I learn at home. I learn Chumash Rashi in my home. And he said, what do you do on Moitzei Shabbos? So he says, I have a lot of Malka in my house. So he said to him, in der Haim is Ase Vaitshura. which means that having Sudas Malava Malka in your home is like having Saturday night dinner. So that's not Malava Malka. Malava Malka is, you have it with Chaveir. That's called Malava Malka. But just to have Malava Malka by yourself, that's Saturday night dinner. Or it's a Shabbos dinner, maybe, but it's not Malava Malka. He says, come, you need to come and have it the way that we celebrate it. The Belzerov, he once met one of the Rabbanim in the city of Rehovot in Eretz Yisrael, and he asked him, do you get together with Chaveim from Malava Malka? So he says, no, I have nobody to get together with. And now in Rehovot, nowadays you could, but it could be in the days of Arla, it wasn't so simple. So Arla says, to have Malava Malka with Chaveim is a very good thing. It should be done by Rabbim. And the minimum of a Rabbim is two. So even if two people get together in Tifel Malava Malka, that's also a very big thing. It's Poel Yeshuas. And it's also where he said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yitzchak Adoiv, that when you have Malava Malka together as a Rabbim, it does very good things for the entire city. For the entire city is Nene from Malava Malka, which is Dan Betzibah. A little bit about the Malava Malka from Avitzko from Shabarsk, that he had an inyan with giving out garlic. Like we said it before in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Take a look at the bottom. It says people would break the windows and the doors to get into him because they saw big yeshuas by him when he would give out the garlic on Motzei Shabbos. If you go to the left, someone in the middle, he says, once there was somebody, a Litvisher Gid, who came to the Malava Malka of Itzikl, and he saw the behala which was taking place, people trying to get the garlic from Itzikl. And he said, I don't understand. He wondered to himself, I don't understand. He said, is it by my Rebbe, he prepares a shir a whole week for a pilpul shir once a week. And everybody's very excited, but nobody goes crazy to come into the shir, to listen to the shir. So how come everybody here, once a week, the Rebbe's giving out garlic and everybody's pounding down the doors? So Ritzko said to him, he says, if your Rebbe would give over his shir with as much Avos Yisrael as I give out the garlic, then they would also break down the doors. It's also well known by Rabbi Shaila, and very big in Yonim Bechlau with his Sudas, but especially on Motzei Shabbos, and very big in Yonim. You see a little bit towards the bottom, the smaller story, Rabbi Yisrael Toisig, the Matistor for Rav, was actually the father-in-law of Chaim Brim Zatzal. He said he once spent Shabbos by Rabbi Shaila, and he saw that on Motzei Shabbos he brought out 10 different dishes from Malava Malka. Malava Malka went until 3 o'clock in the morning. It's Malava Malka's. And in the story before, it says that he had a special inyan with Malava Malka. Immediately after Shabbos, he would start to shecht meat, and he would cook meat and fish and all types of ma'adan, and huge, huge challahs. It was well known that he needed like 10 people to carry the challahs to put it into the oven. He had special ovens for the challahs, gigantic challahs of Yushaila. And he served soup and borscht and potatoes and kidneys and chalent and pashtida and wine, kiyad rav ha-melech. Everything was on his suda, kisuda shalema b'shaitai. And he would tell over Maisa Tzadikim, Kedako Bakoidesh, and he had one story which he called the Galta Maisa, the Golden Maisa. And that story which he would say, it was very well known that it would bring down Brachas and Yeshuas and Parnasa for everybody who was there. At the top we have a story from a Melech from Luzhensk, that his he would have, like we said, he wasn't so careful in having a Suda Beroith Pe'er from Lava Malka, but he told his children to do so. But he would have like a cup of tea with some sugar on Motzei Shabbos, the covered Suda Stav Malka Mashicha. And every week, David HaMelech would come to visit him with a gold crown. And once it happened that David HaMelech came without his crown, so he said to David, why are you coming without your crown today? So he says, because you didn't put sugar in your tea today, that's why I didn't come with my crown. If you want Lava Malka, if you want my coming to you to be sweet, then you better make sure that your Cham Motzei Shabbos is also sweet. And the bottom, when it comes to Siburi Tzadikim, we have a quote here from Psichas Moran. Shamati mipi HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachum from Bezlev, says Rav Nasan, Ve'eshedibri imana migodol ha'in shal Siburi Maisis mitzadikim. He spoke about the importance of Siburi Tzadikim, like we saw already on the other side, from Siman Rishlam Adalad Chelik Aleph, and he said about himself that his Iker, his Eiris, Tavoides Hashem, came through Siburi Tzadikim. He said that, you know, that his parents were grandchildren of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and they lived in Mezhbish, so people who would come to Mezhbish, they would come to his parents' house to hear stories about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he would sit there listening to the stories all the time. So he said it was from those stories about the Baal Shem Tov that were so frequent in his home, he was zeicha to that hislavas and avodas Hashem. Like Rashi says that when Yisra came to Moshe, he said, Vayisaper Moshe l'chosnei. Rashi says that agada of Moshchina Saleh, that in order to draw Yisra in to the avodas HaTorah, so he told him stories about Yitzias Mitzrayim and v'chule v'chule. That was to draw a person in, it's very important to have Sipur Tzadikim, especially Bizman Azeh. Like we said, Hey Asfu Vyagidalachem, to tell stories of Tzadikim, Befrat Bizman Azeh. There's only just a little mixas of of what the milos of Sipuri Tzadikim. So I guess this finishes this series, at least for now. We'll see about next time, Mr. Shem. So shkarech everybody for participating, and we should be zeicha to lichtega shabbosim, a lichtega moitza shabbosim, to be zeicha mamash bekarav to the yom shekudu shabbos and menucha, l'chayoy lomim. Amen.